Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's Robert Cray to bring us back.
I get a constant bid signal.
My favorite blues man.
When I call you on.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Marie Dubuque is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of a number of books, certified life coach, etiquette, social media, social interaction expert, I should say. Marie Dubuque, thanks again for hanging out with us. Welcome back. And one of the things I know you want to talk about today are things that we can, ways that we can improve the interview process, right? If we're hiring someone, you have some ideas on how we can interview, we can improve that interview process.
Right. On my YouTube channel, somebody asked me how you can make getting to know somebody, which is what you're doing in the interview process, not sound like an interrogation. And you make it sound like an interrogation by those rapid-fire questions, one after the other after the other, and you're making this person sweat so badly that they're going to be like, hold on, take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what is this? The Inquisition or something?
Yeah, exactly. And I think what people don't get is they have this list of questions. Well, just throw away your list and just try to get to know this person. Ask a question, sure. Then wait for the answer. Listen to the answer. Because a lot of people don't do that. They just fire off the questions. Listen to the answer. And then make a comment about the answer, something that you can relate to. And then ask another question. Make it more like a conversation, because that's what it is. And then you're going to be more comfortable. They're going to be more comfortable. And they're going to see themselves working there. And you get to know this person better, so you could see, okay, we're going to have a camaraderie, or no, this person isn't right at all. And you'll know better then. What are you seeing yourself doing in 5 years and blah, 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 blah. And, oh, my gosh.
Almost, instead of making it a gauntlet, let them see. And here's the other thing. You get to see whether they can be comfortable with you or not.
Right. Yeah. And isn't that what you want? Don't you want to know if this person would fit in? And how
the
are you going to know that?
Right.
All you do is fire off the questions.
No, that's exactly right. And so you're saying that there are certain things obviously that you want to know, but don't just, you know, in order to have a conversation though, Marie, you have to have both sides talking, right?
And try to relate. Try to relate to the person. You could say, so where are you from? We all live in a big, small town. Oh, you're from Cleveland. I love the Browns. And
yeah.
I once went there and I did such and such. Have you been to that place? And then all of a sudden you're relating to this person.
Should we begin the visit by saying, look, I have some questions to ask you, and I know you've got some probably for me, and I know you've got some good answers. But let's just spend this time having a conversation. Would it be okay to say that in the beginning? That way,
yes,
you put everybody at ease, that lets them know that they're going to have to come across with some personality.
Exactly. Instead of just sitting there frozen, yes,
right.
No,
right.
Yeah, I absolutely. And don't you want to know? You want to get some of the personality out of this person. You want to glean what makes this person tick. And the only way to do that is to get them talking.
And answering certain questions.
Answering
certain questions the right way won't necessarily get you that perspective, will it?
No, you can't ask yes-no questions. Ask questions that will reveal their personality. Don't make it all work-related. Ask not probing personal questions, but get a little bit personal.
You know, one of the things I like to ask, one of the things I like to ask is, what do you know about our company? What do you know about what we do?
Yes.
And I had that happen. I asked someone that one time, and they didn't really know. And they had time to find out. And I sent them home.
Right, because if they don't care about
the interview,
how are they going to know?
The interview lasted about.
It
lasted about 5 minutes,
right,
6 minutes.
Right.
I mean, when I got to the point where this person did not know anything about what we did or who we were, I said, you know, I'm not interested anymore. And so I said, this is over.
Right, right. Because if they do the research, means they really want to work there. They want to find out if it's a good match. And they're going to ask you questions about the company, too, if they're with it at all.
Right. Well, yeah, and if they don't, and if they don't ask you questions, and, you know, you might even want to say, you know, I hope you'll have some questions for me. I hope you've done, you might even want to say, I hope you've, I probably, from now on, I'm going to say, I hope you've been curious enough about what we do that you've been doing a little bit of your own homework. I would be saying something like that. What do you think?
That's the smartest thing to do, because you're giving them the prompt. Okay, you need to ask me. Good idea. Yeah, because then they're like, oh, I got to.
So then if you want to find out if they've done their homework, you step out for a minute, and you come back and see if they're on their phone trying to find out what you did.
Googling the company, right.
Hey, Marie,
right.
Your website is all over Google, all over YouTube, isn't it?
Right, youtube.com/MarieDubuque. And I get the craziest questions, and next time I come on, I'll use some more of them.
You know, Marie, why in the world would you get the crazy questions? I can't even comprehend that. Marie, how would any kind of a crazy question be associated with you, Marie? I don't understand that.
I know, it's nothing to do with the fact that I'm high strung.
Not you at all, no. Hey, Marie, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
It was great talking to you. Thanks, Jim.
Come back and try to be a little peppy next time, okay?
Okay.
Marie Dubuque, ladies and gentlemen.
I love you. Great talking to you.
YouTube.com/MarieDubuque. And if you need to go get a little shot of adrenaline, maybe don't drink the Red Bull next time. Just go to Marie's website and see what she has to say. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I feel better already, don't you?
Everybody's blue when they're lonesome.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.